Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Lobertini. Top story, is it a hoax or not?
Our client is suffering tremendously. He's very worried about Denise Huskins.
A new twist tonight in the case of that Vallejo kidnapping. 29-year-old Denise Huskins surfaced in Huntington Beach yesterday morning. She'd been missing for 3 days. Hours later, she hired a lawyer. Today, her boyfriend has a legal team. And lawyers for Aaron Quinn say the kidnapping was not a hoax.
Attorney Dan Russo says his client cooperated fully with police during 17 hours of interrogation and was visibly bruised from being tied up and drugged during the abduction, which happened before dawn Monday morning.
He provided fingerprints, clothes, computer access.
Vallejo police claims the story Quinn gave them is what made the abduction too incredible to believe.
We have not seen evidence yet that this was some type of hoax.
But Russo says the FBI and Vallejo Police Department are under pressure to solve this case, and there seems to be a stream of blatant lies.
Her failure to cooperate with the police, we don't know what that's motivated by.
KGOA 10's Tiana McLeese. Troubling story out of Martinez today. An 11-year-old boy is in stable condition tonight after he was stabbed by another student at Martinez Middle School. Police say the 13-year-old suspected attacker later turned himself in. He was booked into Contra Costa County Juvenile Hall. School officials say the attack happened in a locker room during a PE class, but so far, no motive.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club.
Four San Francisco sheriff's deputies in hot water tonight for allegedly orchestrating gladiator-style fights inside the jail and betting on those fights.
Inmate Ricardo Garcia says he was forced to participate in the fights, arranged by Deputy Scott New, who has before been accused of misconduct.
He told me if I didn't fight, I would basically be getting beat up by Deputy New.
San Francisco public defender Jeff Adachi says he's never seen anything like this.
It was something right out of the Game of Thrones. It was a dogfight, except that they were using human beings. So this was shocking, and we felt something had to be done about it.
He says Deputy New pitted the smallest man in the pod against the largest, and the small man was badly hurt. Sheriff Ross Mercurimi says he's removed the deputies from duty.
That is KGOA 10's Kristen Haynes. Across the globe, investigators now say the co-pilot of that Germanwings Airbus that claimed 150 lives steered the passenger jet into the French Alps deliberately. Aviation correspondent Renee Marsh says investigators have made it clear this was not an accident.
Deliberate. That chilling word from a French prosecutor makes clear the crash of Germanwings Flight 9525 was no accident. Both the lead investigator and the Lufthansa CEO say they believe 28-year-old co-pilot Andreas Lubitz locked the captain out of the cockpit.
In the meantime, investigators are examining the life of the co-pilot, but most airlines we're learning don't continue psychological testing of pilots after they've been cleared to fly.
Lubitz passed his initial medical screening, but the Lufthansa CEO said the airline does not do ongoing psychological testing, leaving open the possibility something could have changed after Lubitz began his job at Germanwings in 2013.
Justice correspondent Pamela Brown. Soda consumption in the U.S. dropped again last year.
It was the 10th straight year that soda sales dropped in the U.S., with diet sodas sinking more than sugary ones. An annual report by the industry tracker Beverage Digest found that overall soda volume slipped 0.9% last year, but that was better than the 3% drop from the previous year. Coke remains far and away the most popular soda.
That is correspondent John Stolness. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time coming up on 7:04.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box store that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. 15 years later, and they've become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
American Vision Windows, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get brand new, energy-efficient, beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package. Call 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464.
CSLB number 778-326.
7:05 on KGO. Time now for traffic on the fives, and we welcome Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort. Messes everywhere, so I'll hit the bigger ones. Walnut Creek, 680 northbound at Oak Road. You've got a hit-and-run accident there involving a motorcycle. It's in the center divider. Traffic is solid, almost back to El Cerro Boulevard in Danville, and it's helping to keep eastbound 24 bogged down as well. It's just stop and go back to Moraga Road. From there, it's slow to stop and go all the way back to just before 13. In the South Bay, Santa Clara on the peninsula and such, southbound 280 at Winchester Boulevard, you got an accident. No lane info yet on that one, but traffic is solid almost to 85 in Cupertino. San Jose, 87 southbound at Kirtner Avenue, a three-vehicle fender bender there. It's on the right shoulder. That's got traffic jammed back to 280. Menlo Park, southbound 101 at Willow Road. It's a tour bus that's broken down on the right shoulder. Seemed to be catching fire earlier. Only the left lane is able to get by right now, and CHP saying no estimated time to reopen the other lanes yet. Traffic's practically stopped back to Whipple Avenue. Northbound 101 right there at Willow Road, a two-vehicle accident in the second and third lanes. That's got traffic stop and go back to about Embarcadero Road in Palo Alto. There's plenty of rest for the lucky at Black Oak Casino Resort. Enjoy the overnight sensation package for just $99, which includes a luxury room, plus $25 in free play and $25 for dining. An amazing deal for new players club members. Book now at win@blackoak.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. A stunning day around the Bay Area. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Fog will linger into the afternoon along the coastline. A sea breeze will be a little stronger. Just about everyone will see cooler weather. Low 60s to low 80s. It's all relative. Low 80s inland is still pretty warm. As we head towards your Saturday, fog and high clouds, filtered sunshine, low 60s to low 80s. And then the second half of your weekend, we do see slightly higher readings.
That is tomorrow. Right now, sunny across the Bay Area, still warm. 81 degrees in Dublin, 80 in San Jose, 70 in San Francisco, 77 Livermore. You have to go all the way to Half Moon Bay to find a 50. That's 59 and clear there. Still ahead, the Drex Radio Show. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
We don't go in one direction, we go in all directions. Zane, please don't say goodbye. Zane.
Zane, don't say goodbye. Leave and go home. I've cried all night. As for this heart of mine.
Oh, my God. It's so
Zane,
sad.
Zane, don't say goodbye. I need you, bro. That one cute curl. And, of course, those brown eyes. Zane, don't say goodbye.
Well, if you don't know the story, yes, Zane is quitting the big group and the international sensation One Direction. He's out of there.
Today truly was the day the music died as Zane from One Direction announced he's leaving the band. I know, I cried about it all afternoon. Zane said that after 5 years, he's leaving to focus on his true passion, which is not being shrieked at by a horde of 12-year-old girls every time he opens a door. That leaves One Direction with only four members. Now, what the hell are they going to do? You can't do it. You know, if you've ever wanted to be in a boy band, this would be a good time to update your LinkedIn profile.
No, what are they going to do? They're going to have a party. It's going to, okay, we don't have to divide the paycheck by five. It's only divided by four. And we're still crying.
Never has there been anything so hard to wake up to. Love you, Zane.
Have you done your homework?
No.
Why?
Because Zane left One Direction.
That's a boy, too, huh?
For Facebook.
Zayn Malik has officially quit One Direction.
I'm not mad at Zane. I'm just sad and upset that it ended this way.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
Oh my God,
run, Zane, run. Guess it was time to get out. Anyway, he said he was burnt out. And, you know, it's millennial burnout, pretty much. And it's the quarter-life crisis thing. It comes in play with, you know, with, look, this guy's 22 years old. We were talking about it earlier. I mean, stress. You know, here's a guy who's a multimillionaire. He's got the world by the ass. He's 22. And basically, he says he can't deal with the stress and he needs to take a break.
And explain this, though. You had, like, a really good description of this earlier.
Well, look, I mean, and I have to tell you something. The quarter-life crisis is for real. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to go to a serious topic, which is this Andreas Lubitz character, who basically, I think, took his own life in while he was doing it.
As well killed as many
150,
others.
Killed 150 innocent people in that, you know, German Wings airplane over in the French Alps. And there's a story going around that he took, and he was 27, he took a three-month hiatus because he was stressed and burnout. And it's very difficult to compare the two, but I will tell you this. The thing of millennial burnout does truly exist. And we're going to be talking to a doctor coming up here, Dr. David Spiegel from over at Stanford. And we'll ask him about the quarter-life crisis and the midlife burnout. Well, not on the midlife. I'm talking about the quarter-life.
And what type of depression can lead to you being so, I don't know, it seems like such an angry suicidal act.
But I'm going to, but let me explain this to you. So from years of doing, you know, a talk show on a top 40 radio station, every time that I would talk, this topic would come up, quarter life crisis, college students would flood the telephones and say, yes, Trex, it's true, because let's do the math. All my life, I've been pushed to excel, to be number one. Mm-hmm. We've got to be the best. I have to be the American Idol. I've got to be on The Voice. I've got to win the Olympics. You know, I got to make the draft. I've got to be the best, the world's best rapper. You know, it's like I got to get all A's. I've got to win all these trophies. And by the time they get to that point, a juncture in their life where they are successful or they're in their mid-20s or things don't work out vis-a-vis the recession, hit them over the head. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at that age group in that segment of the unemployment rate, my God, it was like 25% in some demos in some places here in the United States. Yeah.
There's
it becomes
so many...
a major, major big deal.
Yeah, there's so many sayings kind of like...
burnout and stress.
You got to make something of yourself. You got to do this or you won't get into a good school. Why do I have to get in a good school? So that you can make something of yourself. And just this horrible, I don't know, a certain style of parenting.
Helicopter parenting.
I guess
it was a big, big issue. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's been years since I've spoken on this particular topic with the quarter life burnout. You know, if you are in that age group, if you're in your 20s or early 30s and you can relate to that, you can certainly call me 808-0810. But I can tell you that it is a serious, serious thing. And when you hear younger people talking about this.
About how they were raised?
Yeah, not only that, just their burnout. It's like, man, you know, I've been running 1,000 miles an hour since I've been 13 or 14 or 15. And here I am at 25 or 30, and I'm just toast.
Right, but to make the, to delineate, you and I weren't raised that way, right? I don't know people in my age group who were raised
that
way.
Generation.
Maybe one or two kids in my class were sort of pushed to
overachieve.
Excel.
Overachievers.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But the millennials and those a lot of those kids were pushed. It's like, you know, you gotta go. You gotta run. You've gotta run. You can't trot. You can't walk. You have to run as fast as you can. And it's gotten to a crazy, insane point. Now, I hope and I think here we are in 2015 that people are starting to realize this and, you know, back off a little bit. I don't know. Maybe the recession, as horrible as the recession was, maybe it kind of cleared the air a little bit with, okay, you know what? I mean, not everybody's going to go out and be a bazillionaire and not everybody's going to, you know, it's not all happy-go-lucky. And it's not all the trophies that you can get in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
You know,
the most important thing is to do good.
Yes. And be a good human being. And
you'll be automatically fulfilled. Money will follow, I believe. And if it doesn't, so what? No one gets out alive anyway, right?
Well, back to this German Wings plane pilot who was, I think, 27 years old, and whether, you know, he committed suicide, it seems that they're kind of speculating that. Here's what's really, really creepy. If you've watched any news today or looked at any social media, and if you haven't, when you get home, you're going to see it. There he is sitting right in front of the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, how freaky is that? When I saw that picture, there were like bells going off in my head. It's like, oh my God. Here we have an alleged suicide pilot, co-pilot. He was the co-pilot. And there he is sitting beside our Golden Gate Bridge, the scene of many suicides.
A very popular place.
Right, right. And you got to think, well, wow, what was going on in this guy's head? And by the way, how did they not catch it? How did he not reach out and get the help? And by the way, you know, how did his parent company not recognize when he took the 3-month break? It's like, wow, there might be a psychological thing going on here.
Yeah, that's so interesting because apparently otherwise there are a lot of tests and, you know, they have to actually consider this person on paper psychologically and whatever sound to join the ranks of all their pilots.
So far, as they, you know, over there in France, the prosecutor named this German citizen as the person we're talking about, and they've ruled out that he had any terrorist motives for his actions. So he was not a lone wolf. He was not a terrorist. He was suicidal. And whether it was stress or burnout, I don't know. Well, we're going to talk about it coming up here next. And the quarter-life crisis, you know, if you can relate to that. And it's really strange to put this guy from One Direction in the same boat. And I'm certain you can't. It's too bizarre. It's too left and it's too right. But yet, here's a 22-year-old kid who is... You know, money can't buy happiness. He's proof of that. And on all the fame in the world. And he's stressed out, he's burnt out, and he's fried, and he's 22. Going into a quarter-life crisis. How bizarre. All right, so don't go away. More to come up here on the Drex Radio Show as we continue with lots of things, including, it looks like the lieutenant governor today announced, hey, we are going to legalize recreational marijuana. Let's figure it out.
Woo-hoo.
On the way, we shall discuss on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. First of all, let's check in with Lee Graham and the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW in Menlo Park, southbound 101 at Willow Road. You get that tour bus broken down there on the right shoulder still. They do have lanes 1 and 2 open now, but traffic is still practically stopped to about Whipple Avenue. They're saying you might consider using 280 southbound to get out of this mess. Northbound 101 at Willow Road, there's an accident there involving two vehicles. It did have the second and third lanes blocked up. Traffic is still heavy back to about Embarcadero Road in Palo Alto. Fremont, 880 northbound at Alamo Parkway. There's a three-vehicle wreck there on the right shoulder. Traffic is solid back to 237. Well, 237 eastbound on the ramp to northbound 880, you got a vehicle, two-vehicle wreck there on the right shoulder. That's got things slowing back to Lafayette Street now. Walnut Creek, 680 northbound at Oak Road. It's a hit-and-run accident there that involves a motorcycle in the center divider. No injuries. Traffic, though, is solid back to Stone Valley Road in Alamo, which is better than it was. Eastbound 24, moving a little bit as well. Stop and go, though, back to first in Lafayette. Weatherford BMW of Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners, their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
If I could redo any room, it would be the master bathroom.
Oh, outdoor kitchen, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to walk in and feel like I'm in a spa.
Like I'm at a beach party.
Heated floor tiles, a gentle rain, shower heads.
Loud sound system around the pool.
If you can imagine it, now's the time to create it.
It would be my retreat.
My retreat.
For a limited time, you can take advantage of a Comerica Bank Home Equity Flex Line with an introductory rate of just 2.99%. APR for the first 9 months. A later variable rate is effective after the introductory time period. With rates this low, there's never been a better time to reimagine your home. To learn more about credit costs and terms, call Comerica Bank at 800-829-5356. Introductory APR of 2.99% is for home equity line of credit accounts only and applies to balances for the first 9 monthly statement cycles after the account open date. Variable rate in effect after the introductory time period. Loans are subject to credit approval. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender, equal housing lender.
Lindsey Buckingham, Mick Fleetwood, Christine McVie, John McVie, Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac. On with the show. All five together again. April 7th, Oracle Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the arena box office. Select Walmart locations or charge by phone. All five together again. Fleetwood Mac. On with the show.
Focus on the sound of my voice and picture yourself on the train, leaving all your emotional baggage behind. No stress, no traffic. Your mind is full of light and positivity, and your glass is full.
Amtrak is a more relaxing way to travel. Enjoy spacious accommodations with food and drinks on board, plus seniors 62 and older save 15%. Find your center and your ticket at Amtrak.com. Restrictions may apply.
Do you have some weeds popping up in your yard? For most weed killers, it's too cold or damp to have any effect. Fertilome has a solution for that. Weed-Free Zone is one of the few weed killers you can use this early in the year. Use it for dandelions, henbit, chickweed, and more. You can reseed in 2 weeks, and it can rain just a few hours after you've applied it. Fertilome can give your lawn a weed-free zone that will make you the envy of the neighborhood. Use the product that professionals use. Try Fertilome Weed-Free Zone. Ask for it at your favorite independent garden center or hardware store.
Call Bay Area Zero Res for the KGO March $99 special with a variety of options available. Call for details, 877-321-0739, 877-321-0739, or go to ZeroBayArea.com.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more lawns to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Megabus.com offers safe, convenient, affordable express bus service for as low as $1 via the internet. Megabus.com has served more than 40 million customers in more than 100 cities across North America. Their luxury single and double-decker buses offer free Wi-Fi, power outlets, panoramic windows, and are green certified. Travel in comfort and confidence. Megabus.com. Express buses between San Francisco and 6 cities. Reserve seatings available. Visit Megabus.com and book your ticket today.
7:22 now on the Drex Radio Show. Thank you very much. We take a little bit of a different direction as we talk about what went on with the German Wings plane. And we now know that the co-pilot, officials say, deliberately crashed that airplane, basically on a suicide mission. And he was not a lone wolf, and he was not a terrorist. So there was something going on with him. And we want to say good evening to our guest, Dr. David Spiegel from Stanford. Good evening, Dr. David Spiegel.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us. So
I
think that everybody's asking the big question, what went wrong? How did they not notice that this man had psychologically something going on where he wanted to not only take his own life, but the lives of 150 other passengers and ruin entire families?
Well, it's a horrible thing. It's a terrible tragedy. And let me say at the outset that, we're all in the dark about this. And I haven't examined him. I only know what I see on the internet and hear on the news. So right. I'm speculating. I'm not reaching a professional conclusion. But, part of the mystery of this is that however impaired he was psychologically, he wasn't that impaired. That is, he hid it from people. He was able to carry out, a very complex situation, hiding it from the pilot, getting the pilot to leave the cockpit if, you know, what the initial indications are is correct. Locking the door and keeping it locked when the pilot tried to re-enter using the code. So this is a guy who could engage in deception and planning, and I would call it a homicide mission, not a suicide mission. Yeah, he happened to die, but he killed 149 other people.
That's correct. Yes, yes.
Oh, that's interesting because I started to, in my mind, draw a parallel between some people who turned out to be, I believe, some of them, schizophrenic, the mall and theater shooters, who kill a bunch of people first and then either turn the gun on themselves or, you know, sort of suicide by police fire, although the guy from Colorado obviously is in jail. But it seemed to me that there might be something similar.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, when you look at the histories of most people who commit suicide, not homicide, suicide, you wonder how they survived as long as they did. They have unbearable pain in their lives. And some of them, who may be angry at times too, say, you know, I'd rather take my life than anyone else's. Mm-hmm. So psychologically, I think we have to view this just by the numbers, and the numbers tell you this is a homicide, not a suicide.
Oh.
Well, and, you know, the fact that he actually took control of the autopilot and reprogrammed it while in flight from 35,000 and switched it down to 100 feet tells me that, you know, he definitely had a plan. So, you know, whether it was premeditated or it was a snap decision, seems to me it was, what is your opinion? I mean, I would think it would be premeditated. He thought it out.
Yeah, I think he must have. I don't, you know, you're right. The fact that he, you know, got the pilot to leave, locked the door, kept it locked, and you know, gave no indication before to anyone that there was anything unusual about his conduct, that's very planful activity. You know, that means that whatever was wrong with him psychologically, you know, all systems were not down. He was able to conduct the usual activity as a pilot and fool everybody about what he intended to do. And then you're right, he didn't just sort of turn the engine off and let it fly. He deliberately, apparently, set the thing to do a crash landing. So he knew what he was doing. He was planful and engaged in it. And he was not so impaired that he couldn't do all that stuff.
Okay, I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask you what you think might be some of the red flags as for individuals and, you know, and also psychological testing, what happened there and all of these things. I mean, because you're so right about one thing is that sometimes you just don't know. I mean, people seem perfectly normal and laughing on the outside and crying on the inside. And we'll be right back. And just hold on 1 second. We'll take our quick break with the news department, and we'll continue with Dr. David Spiegel from Stanford. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Turn on spring at the Orchard Supply Hardware Lawn and Garden event. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, save on everything you need to get the best yard on the block at the season's lowest prices. Like half-off Scott's 14.2-pound Turf Builder Weed and Feed, half-off Roundup 1.33-gallon Pump and Go Weed Killer, and half-off Miracle-Gro 10-pound all-purpose plant food. Get more great deals like these during the Lawn and Garden event March 27th through the 29th at Orchard Supply Hardware. Offers and sale prices only available during sale dates.
Nothing makes a statement in a formal or casual living room better than a beautiful sofa. And everybody's got a different idea on just how they want it to look. Well, you can have just the look you want with a custom sofa from California Sofa. Choose your style, select a fabric, even choose your cushion density in the exact dimensions you want. They can customize down to the inch. Usually about a 2 or 3 week turnaround. It's made in California. What is not to love? Exceptional custom sofas, headboards, and chairs made in California. Go to calsofa.com to get started or call 415-454-SOFA. That's 415-454-7632 and make an appointment today. You can stop by the showroom. It's at 993 Francisco Boulevard East in San Rafael. Design a beautiful sofa or accent chair that demonstrates your unique style. CalSofa.com. And currently offering no interest if paid in full within 12 or 18 months on $1,000 or more with your California Sofa home design credit card.
Could you withstand a $500,000 or more hit to your retirement savings? For many, that can mean the difference between a comfortable retirement and poverty. And yet the odds that you may someday get this hit are uncomfortably high. About 70% of those who reach age 65 will need long-term care at some point in their lives. That's 7 out of 10 of us. And since neither health insurance nor Medicare will actually pay for most long-term care costs, you're on your own. I'm Ron Owens, telling you about long-term care insurance. Greg O'Donnell and the experts at O'Donnell Financial Group specialize in long-term care insurance as part of their holistic approach to your overall wealth management. Call Greg today at 866-496-2300 and see if long-term care insurance is the right fit for you. They can help you design a plan that's reasonable and affordable. Call today, 866-496-2300, or go online to O'DonnellFinancial.com.
The Drex Radio Show is now on KGOA 10, weeknights from 7 to 10. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
Some news outlets say we report, you decide. Not on the Drex Radio Show. Yes, I say I distort, you decide. So join me for the distortion, weeknights from 7 till 10.
It's a different kind of talk. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on KGOA 10.
...7:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour.
Everybody must get stoked.
So you want to legalize marijuana in California? Let's do it right, says Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom.
A commission led by Newsom is out with a report on the areas we should all look into before an expected ballot measure in 2016.
You can't be ideological about this. You got to be open to argument and interested in the evidence that's coming out of Colorado, Washington State, and elsewhere.
Inside, dozens of questions that bring about the biggest disagreements. How do you tax pot or determine DUIs? What do you do with those incarcerated for marijuana-related charges? And the big one?
Is this legal for people 18 and older or 21 and older?
The commission will be holding forums and has launched a website. A recent poll showed 53% of residents favor it.
I want to do it in a thoughtful, judicious way.
That's KGOA 10's Mike Simpson. In New York City tonight, investigators say no gas leaks have been found at the scene of a massive explosion and 7-alarm fire. Despite confirmation, the explosion happened amid plumbing and gas work inside a building in the East Village.
One second, people were walking along 2nd Avenue. The next, they were knocked to the ground by a huge explosion.
This explosion blew the front of 121 across the street.
New York City Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro said two buildings were fully consumed by fire. A dramatic scene as the flames shot into the sky and the structures collapsed. People here couldn't believe their eyes.
I mean, you saw this giant, like, almost mushroom cloud thing coming up over the building.
Contract work had been taking place at one of the buildings. There were reports of a smell of gas in the air prior to the explosion.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum also tells us at least a dozen people were injured. In San Francisco this morning, a gruesome discovery in the Bayview District, a body in a burned-out camper van. The camper was found in flames a little before 7 this morning at Ingalls and Van Dyke Avenue. Fire crews found the body after extinguishing the blaze. Investigators are awaiting the medical examiner, or awaiting an autopsy to determine whether this was murder, suicide, or an accident. Two crew members in the cockpit at all times. That's the mandate today from Norwegian Air Shuttle, EasyJet, and Canada. Following the news, a co-pilot locked himself in the cockpit and crashed a Germanwings passenger jet into the French Alps. KGOA 10's Paul Rogers reports.
Norwegian says it's implementing a new policy which prohibits any pilot from being left alone in the cockpit.
It helps, but it's not a panacea.
Mike Boyd is head of an international aviation consulting firm.
If you have a crazy co-pilot or a crazy captain who wants to do something, having a flight attendant sitting in the opposite seat isn't going to stop much.
Boyd says this was a very rare occurrence, and as long as humans are involved, bad things will happen.
And on a sad note tonight, Olive the oiled otter is gone. It was announced today on Olive's Facebook page that her body was discovered near a Sunset State Beach this past Sunday.
Although Olive's put on a good deal of weight, her muscles have not been as firm as we might like to see them, and her weight has fluctuated a good deal.
Olive made headlines in 2009 when she was discovered on the beach in thick tarry oil. The Department of Fish and Game chronicled her recovery. The examination found wounds consistent with a shark bite. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:33.
You're a business owner. You know how it goes. Money comes in, money goes out. But when there's a cash flow hiccup, you need a little help. Get the working capital you need right when you need it at Sign on the Line Capital. Even when your bank says no, Sign on the Line can say yes. Unlike banks, we make it fast and simple with up to a 95% approval rate and speedy cash. Payroll glitch? No problem. Need new equipment? No problem. We've helped thousands of business owners with fast help and flexible repayment plans. Get approved for up to $250,000 in just 12 hours. No collateral, no application fees, and your credit rating doesn't matter either. Get your cash in as little as 2 to 3 days. It's fast, easy, and painless. So call now, 800-532-1335. That's 800-532-1335. 800-532-1335.
When you need it on time,
we are coming up on 7:35. It is time now for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. We'll go back to Menlo Park, southbound 101 at Willow Road. It's a tour bus that was they thought was catching on fire earlier. It is on the right shoulder. You've got the left lanes, 1 and 2, open, but the other three lanes are still shut down, and traffic is jammed solid to before Whipple Avenue, pushing back now to Bretan Avenue, actually. You might consider using 280 southbound to get away from this. They don't know when they're going to be able to open those other three lanes just yet. Also, northbound 101 at the same place, Willow Road, they're still trying to clear a two-vehicle accident there that had the second and third lanes blocked. Traffic still, it's stop and go in pockets back to about San Antonio Road and Palo Alto. Fremont, 880 northbound at Auto Mall Parkway, a three-vehicle accident there. They're still trying to get cleared up. Traffic is heavy in pockets back to about 237. In the city, 80 eastbound at 7th, you got an accident involving a semi. Traffic is solid back to 16th on northbound 101. Past that wreck, you're still going to be stop and go, of course, to Fremont. Once you do get on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, if that's where you're headed, things get better, but you're still a little slow out to Treasure Island. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends, filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now your Bay Area weather forecast from KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Temperatures soared well above normal for this time of year today, and the warmth has peaked. High pressure starts to weaken as we see a dry cold front come through. No rain, unfortunately. It's a dry front. So we are expecting the cooling to start Friday and carry over into Saturday. Sunday, look for mid-60s to mid-80s.
Right now around the Bay Area, still clear and mild. Temperatures mostly in the 70s, 76 in Fairfield, 72 Walnut Creek, 75 Livermore, still 70 degrees in Santa Cruz, 67 in San Francisco, 76 in San Jose, 73 in Oakland. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, and we're speaking with Dr. David Spiegel from Stanford, and we're talking about Andreas Lubitz, who appeared 100% flightworthy, according to Lufthansa today, as the co-pilot, who was 27 years old, loved to fly, apparently set off no alarms with anybody, showed no signs that he was troubled, or even worse, who took that plane, the German Wings flight, and sent it straight into the French Alps. And doctor, thank you for joining me this evening. I so much appreciate it. And one of the things that's interesting in the last segment is you said, well, we can't call it, you can't classify it as a suicide. You have to call it a homicide. And I understand that, but can a person be suicidal and for some reason think that they have to take all these other people with them?
Well, I think it's kind of a disservice to most people who are depressed and suicidal, who are not primarily thinking about taking people with him. He's more like a suicide bomber who, you know, knows they're going to die, but goes in there and kills a bunch of other people. And the main intent, I think, had to be homicide, not self-destruction. If he, you know, there's this picture of him sitting by the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, he could have jumped off the bridge if he were mainly suicidal.
Thank you for bringing that up. You know what? I want to ask you something right now. Yeah. So I must tell you. So everybody, you've seen the picture of him sitting by the Golden Gate Bridge. I saw the picture of him sitting by the Golden Gate Bridge. Alarm bells went off in my head when I saw him sitting in front of the Golden Gate Bridge. And I thought, here is the scene of something that is so iconic and beautiful here in the Bay and around the world. But yet it's also known for being the site of so many horrible suicides since it's been put up there. And he's smiling. And, you know, if you wanted to commit suicide, exactly what you just said, why didn't you just jump when you were there?
Right. So it says to me there's something else going on. And, you know, one of his colleagues was quoted as saying he was a cheerful guy, made you feel good. Depressed people usually aren't cheerful, don't make you feel good. And, you know, one other thing I want to point out, there's another sort of terrorism link here. And that is that one thing that made this possible is the fact that since 9/11, we have hardened cockpit doors.
That's right.
So the terrorists couldn't break in. And what that meant is that the pilot could not break into the door. And so we solve one problem, we create another. But had that not happened, the pilot might well have been able to break in and take control back of the airplane.
Well, Doctor, it is my understanding that the FAA has instituted this law since 9/11. Not only did they harden those doors and make them, you know, in a manner in which you could not break in, but right. We do have a policy in these United States that there always must be two pilots, two people in that cockpit for this very reason. And that was not the rule of thumb with Lufthansa. And I'm not sure why. Now they're changing it. Yeah.
Yeah, the Norwegian airline is now. That may well be. And although it would be a flight attendant, so could the flight attendant have stopped him if there were a flight attendant in the cockpit? Maybe, maybe not.
Right. Well, you know, one of the other things that I wanted to ask you, Dr. David Spiegel, is a lot of times when people are homicidal, they brag about it nowadays, especially with, in the age we live in of social media. And I'm thinking the Boston terror bombing and so many other horrific things that have happened homicide wise. They post something. It'll be on their Facebook. It'll be somewhere in social media. I'm thinking again about the Boston bomber guy. The one guy was writing in the boat where he was hiding, on the side of the boat. I mean, there's always a message. There was none of that. There were no signs.
Well, that's a very good point. There usually are warnings. It's rare even for people who are psychotic not to issue threats or do something or say something that in retrospect you wish you had taken more seriously. Now, the one thing we don't know is he dropped out of his flight school for like 11 months.
Right.
And nobody seems to know what happened in that period. That's a little unusual for some guy who just loves to fly and wants to learn. And you do kind of wonder what happened then, but we just don't know.
Well, and there is speculation because it was depression or stressed out. You're right. Nobody has exactly nailed that down. But you would think, and there was psychological testing done, and so the story goes today from my understanding, that he had to go through in order to become a pilot with Lufthansa and German Wings. But he passed that, and once he was in, then you're in. Now, is it your opinion, Doctor, that people who are, they're driving BART trains, they're driving buses, they're flying airplanes, that they should be checked? If you're out there in the public trust, perhaps they should be tested psychologically every few years, 5 years, something like that?
Well, it's certainly possible. And yes, I would worry about my pilot's mental health in the same way I'd worry about his physical health. The question is, though, that this guy was healthy enough that he could engage in deception. So could he have fooled someone on a psychological test? Probably. And he may have when he was screened to get back into flying. He hasn't been flying all that long.
No.
If people are really impaired psychiatrically, if they're hallucinating, if they're grimly depressed, you'll probably know it and they can't hide it. This is a guy who was functioning well enough that he could hide whatever was going on inside him. And it sounds more like murderousness than suicidal thoughts.
I guess in the next, as things unfold here, the next several days, the next several weeks, the next several months, people will come forward, friends and family, and say, oh, gee, well, you know what? I remember this, or this comes to mind. I'm sure that there's already reflection like, uh-oh, was that a sign that he was going to do this? Just his own friends and family and his own peers. And I don't know. I mean, could you suggest something that would be a warning sign of something so horrible? Or is it it's just what you said? I mean, it's the whole thing of deception. That he made up his mind that he was going to deceive everyone, and he did.
Well, he did. You're absolutely right about that. But, when you certainly in the stories of all these school shootings and the cinema shootings, and as you said, the bombers at the Boston Marathon, there were hints that didn't get taken seriously. And all I can say is if somebody says anything about thoughts about harming anyone else or harming themselves, ending their lives, take it seriously. There's this popular myth that if you talk about it, you're not going to do it. Well, many people talk about it and don't do it, but you know what? The people who talk about it are more likely to do it, either homicide or suicide, than the people who don't. So I think if you hear somebody talking about harming themselves or someone else, take it seriously and get help.
Okay, and so anger would be a good sign of that. I mean, or someone's under the influence of whatever and they say those sort of things. They should be taken seriously.
Absolutely. In vino veritas. That's absolutely true.
Okay. Let's talk to Jan in Alameda. Good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Really insightful commentary on both the part of the host and the guest. Psychosis runs in my family. I personally have been the target of tremendous, I'm not going to go into it, but tremendous terrorism by my own sister. And no one takes seriously what I say about it. Here's what I know about psychotics, because it's run in my family for five generations that I could trace it. Psychotics are egomaniacal. They truly think that they are the center of the universe. And this guy, when I heard about this story, my first reaction was he wanted us to remember him and talk about him for the next century, and that's exactly what's going to happen by what he did, by killing that many people.
Thank you very much. That's very insightful. And your thoughts, Doctor?
Yes. Well, first of all, you sound very lucid, so I don't think you caught the family illness. But it is true that some people with psychosis sort of don't know where they end and the world begins. You know, when you and I hear somebody we disagree with, we say, well, that's her opinion or his, not mine. And you know the difference. It becomes very frightening and disorganizing if you don't know where you end and the world starts. And so there are some psychotic people who do terrible things because they're trying to control a world that is terribly frightening to them. I don't know whether this guy was psychotic or not. I've seen nothing so far that leads me to think, you know, we have to keep in mind that there is mental illness, and we can say it's crazy to do something like this, but that's not psychiatric illness. There is evil, too, and there are some people who aren't crazy. They're just evil and don't mind inflicting harm on other people.
Yeah, yes. That's what I haven't understood about this is it's such a hostile act, and where does that come from in someone? Are they born that way, or was there something in their life that shaped that hostility?
Well, you sure wonder. So far, we don't see anything. There's no, you know, it's not like he'd have a reason to have a grudge against anybody. You know, he lived a good life and had sort of middle-class, successful parents who he lived with, and it's hard to imagine, but, you know, who knows? In his head.
Yeah.
He had some reason for it.
Yeah, and how many little boys want to grow up to be pilots? Jeez, that's awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I think what we need to take to heart here is exactly what you said. If someone speaks of it, you know, whether they think that they come back and say, well, I said it in jest, or I wasn't serious. I was just kidding, you know, after being inebriated or whatever the case, anger, you know, something like that. It should be taken seriously for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's never a joke.
Thank you very much, Dr. David Spiegel. And he is the associate chair of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Stanford. Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
Thanks a million.
You're most welcome.
Thank you. All right. Let's take a break, and we're going to lighten things up. And we're going to talk about, things that are expensive, including the Bay and the Lieutenant Governor, Gavin Newsom, getting ready to legalize marijuana for recreational use in the state of California.
That'll take the edge off.
All on the way. And the top 10 highest paying jobs that you can actually do from home as we go in to talk about the commute. What a great lead-in for Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort in Menlo Park. The biggest issue right now in the Bay Area is southbound 101 at Willow Road. And it's a tour bus that broke down, and they've got it on the right shoulder. Still have lanes 1 and 2 open, but the other three lanes are still closed. And you've got traffic that is just really not moving at all to back just before Whipple Avenue. It is strongly suggested that you use 280 southbound to avoid that junk. Northbound 101's right at Willow Road, a two-vehicle accident. They're still trying to clear that. It's in the second and third lanes. Traffic stop and go to Oregon Expressway now. Holy City, southbound 17 at Madrone. You've got a multi-vehicle accident there blocking the left lane. And believe me, that's got traffic barely moving at all either, back to about Bear Creek Road. There's plenty of rest for the lucky at Black Oak Casino Resort. Enjoy the overnight sensation package for just $99, which includes a luxury room plus $25 in free play and $25 for dining. An amazing deal for new players club members. Book now at win@blackoak.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less. Remove penalties and fees. Stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
The best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Take a deep breath. Good. Now stretch back into train pose and melt into your super wide seat with legroom for days. Turn your torso to the right and take in the panoramic view. Very nice.
Amtrak is a more relaxing way to travel. Enjoy spacious accommodations with food and drinks on board to places like Portland, Seattle, LA, Reno, and Denver. Find your center and your ticket at Amtrak.com.
Yahoo posted a story yesterday about Van Halen's upcoming tour with David Lee Roth, but showed a photo of Sammy Hagar. It makes you just wonder how old the average Yahoo writer is. Listen to this Yahoo Rock Report and judge for yourself.
Hey, sup everybody? I'm Dylan with the Yahoo Rock Report. Van Halen is going on tour again. They were a band in the 1980s. Here's a picture of their lead singer, Van Hagar. Funny, his name is almost the same as the band. David Crosby hit a pedestrian in his battery-operated Tesla a few days ago, sending the man to the hospital. Crosby, best known for being the son of Bing Crosby, who used to jam with David Bowie. Forbes magazine says the Eagles had the fourth highest grossing concert tour last year. By the way, none of the Eagles are members of the Eagles football team that's in Pittsburgh. Well, that's it for today's Yahoo Rock Report. Keep clicking here for the latest updates on classical rock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay.
Dylan, douchebag Dylan.
No, it's Wayne's World all over again. All right. So they are getting together again. And let me see. They're going to be playing Ellen's show. And I think they're going to be doing Kimmel next week with David Lee Roth. So I suppose that Eddie Van Halen and David Lee Roth got over themselves and decided, you know what, guys? Cha-ching. Time to make some money. Speaking of making money, and we just heard Lee Graham do his traffic report, and it's so damn difficult to get around the bay, and especially you work 10 hours a day and you try to get home and it takes an hour and a half and you think to yourself, oh my God, why can't I just do this from the house?
In my bunny slippers.
Exactly. So here is the full report on this. If you're sick of schlepping it to work every day, according to stats from Elance.com and Odesk.com, here are the 10 highest paying freelance jobs that you can do from home. And you either need a degree or some sort of training for almost all of them, but once you get it, it's pretty golden. For instance, check this out. Number 10, legal writing. If you can write legalese, $49 an hour from home. That's not bad. Amazon Web Services, which does cloud computing for companies, $49 an hour. I mean, this is the average, by the way. So I'm sure a lot of these people make more than that. 8, statistical analyst, $50 an hour. Network administrator, $51 an hour. I mean, you know what the great thing about these jobs is, all these techie things? You don't have to be at home. You can see, you know what? You could be sitting in Waikiki on the beach doing this gig.
Oh, I love that.
I just hate that. No, actually, radio you can take with you now, too. Yeah, we really could. We could do this show from anywhere. I mean, we have the capability of doing that.
That is so interesting.
Although we love our brand new KGO studio. Yes.
I was in Waikiki your very first week on the air listening to you at a Mai Tai bar.
Oh, how fun.
And this handsome fellow walked up and was like, hey, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. And then I think he was kind of looking for a wife. He said, well, if you take that job, could you do it from here? And I'm like, oh, no, honey. That's sweet, though.
I think we'd like the time zone change. Wouldn't we like that? Yes, we could.
It'd be all right.
Yeah, that would be very cool.
Because then we could go to the Mai Tai bar when
right,
we got off
absolutely.
The air.
Absolutely, yeah. So we could be at the Mai Tai bar. And then our bosses wouldn't know. By the way, so moving on here, number six, I think they probably would by listening to the show, though. Investment research will pay you $53 an hour from home. Website optimization, $54 an hour. Startup consulting, $55 an hour. Computer programming. So look, these are all Bay Area things. I mean, it is golden. Yes, we're in the golden state, and it's like the golden $61 an hour for computer programming. Voice acting. Do that, $73 an hour. And I can tell you, you can pay a whole hell of a lot more than that.
And a lot less.
it can also pay less, yes, if you're just podcasting to a party of two, three. Yes, and then there's the patent lawyer who makes an average of $112 per hour.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Patent lawyer.
Patent lawyer.
I don't like them, though.
What do you mean you don't like patent lawyers? What do you have against a patent lawyer? What has a patent lawyer ever done to you?
Patents are ruining the world, don't you know?
You need to chill out a little bit. Oh, speaking of chilling, so what are we going to do? The big questions when we legalize marijuana in the state of California. You say to yourself, no, wait a second, Drex, what the hell are you talking about? That's not going to happen. Oh, pardon me. Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom says it's about time that we get around to legalizing marijuana, and we need to do it right when we do it. And it's probably going to be 2016. Okay, so we're going to be talking about it as we go through the show. And here's one of the big Twitter questions. And the biggest question for the lieutenant governor is, of course, he wants to know about how are we going to tax pot? How do we determine DUIs? What are we going to do with all those incarcerated radio and TV people in there on marijuana-related charges? You let them go, let them be expunged, and then go home and podcast. Stay away from radio stations. And the big one is 18 or 21. What will be the legal age to buy recreational marijuana? 18 or 21. And also, will you be able to smoke it in public, outdoors, or will it only be allowed indoors? Those are the
right.
Big questions. Yeah,
because a contact high.
Right, right. 18 or 21. There is no such thing as a contact high. Please stop with that, Alto. Okay, so you can tweet us, 18 or 21, at Generation Drex.
We've got D-R-E-X. A couple 18s coming in.
A lot of 18s coming in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to get it anyway, and they're smoking it already, so what the hell's the difference?
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Let's take a break, and we'll be back, and we shall discuss. And also, on the way, this is so funny. You know, you might not be a fan of Mitt Romney. I don't think a lot of people in the Bay are. But I have to tell you, he was on with Fallon last night, and he talked to himself in a mirror. And if he was this much fun in 2008, well, things probably would not be different, but it was fun anyway. We'll get to that and a whole lot more on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hey, I'm here talking about Dr. Scott Hiver's second annual private party at Levi's Stadium. Now, if you complete all laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by April 30th, you'll get 4 VIP passes for this exclusive event. That's right. Now you and your 3 guests can party with 49ers mascot Sourdough Sam. You'll get to see yourself on the stadium's giant video scoreboard, then enjoy a buffet lunch before taking your private tour of Levi's Stadium itself. This is a great experience to share with your kids, your parents, or your friends. So before these VIP party passes are all gone, call now to get your free all-laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747, or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T. HYV as envision, ER.com. This 49ers offer is not good on prior purchases and other restrictions apply. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., a professional medical corporation.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Take a deep breath. Good. Now stretch back into train pose and melt into your super wide seat with legroom for days. Turn your torso to the right and take in the panoramic view. Very nice.
Amtrak is a more relaxing way to travel. Enjoy spacious accommodations with food and drinks on board to places like Portland, Seattle, LA, Reno, and Denver. Find your center and your ticket at Amtrak.com.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.